Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with the president of Schlotzky's, Kelly Roddy. At fast approaching its 40th birthday, Schlotzky's, the home of the original round toaster sandwich, has decided to shake things up in a big way. The 350-plus unit fast casual restaurant has introduced an entirely new brand image that's attracting new kinds of guests and refueling franchise growth around the country. In segment one, we're meeting with Nancy Weingartner of Franchise Times Magazine, and that'll be coming up on Franchise Interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. How are you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm fine this week, Marty. How are you?
Good, good. Another busy week. You know, they go by fast, right? I mean, it's just here we are, another month down.
Right, right. I know. The year's going quickly so far.
You know, it's been incredible. But our last show, Don, we had an interesting show. We met the president of LED Source Franchise Opportunity, Marcel Fairbairn. And If you missed the show, LED Source launched a franchise program and gained the recognition of becoming North America's first and only franchisor of LED lighting, leveraging its huge buying discounts to provide discount pricing and cost-saving retrofits to customers as it seeks to play a key role in the fast-growing marketplace with unlimited potential. This was a different kind of show for us, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was interesting. It just, I mean, my thought on it is really so many different types of services and businesses can be a franchise. And in his case, I guess he came up with something. If it's better, if it's cheaper, if it can work better for a company, then, you know, he can franchise it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's really true. This is definitely a new category for our show. And I think in franchising in general, I guess they are the first, aren't they?
Right.
In this particular category. So, again, you wonder, you know, I mean, when we started doing the show 4 years ago, even when we started writing the newsletter, I mean, as far as categories went, I think it was only up to, like, what was it, like 70 different industries franchising? And I've seen some sources today say that there's, like, about 80 different industries. It might even be 85. I've seen
right,
the highest.
Right, when you stretch out the niches within the categories, like food and, you know, there's just a lot covered. I guess there's very few industries that don't have some type of, you know, franchise ties to it.
Right. No, absolutely. I think one of the advantages of going into this type of franchise, they had some pretty strong relationships, didn't they? I mean, and that's one of the things that you're getting when you buy into a franchise is these powerful relationships with company, like I think you mentioned, like maybe Toshiba. I mean, you know how long it takes to establish relationships like that?
Right.
So, again, it's just one of the advantages of going the franchise alternative. So,
and the marketing, like in the case of last week's show, he mentioned about, you know, the strong buying power. I guess they have all those internal systems worked out.
Exactly. Yeah, and he was a real entrepreneur, too. You know, I mean, he's done a lot of different things. So we'll have to keep our eye on them, you know, as they continue to grow. And, you know, we'll have them back next year, and we'll bring in some of their franchisees as well.
Definitely. I think they were a low investment size, too, which is always nice.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So we got an interesting show today, too, don't we? What's going on today?
Yeah, I mean, Schlotzky's Deli, I don't think up our way, there's I've never been to a Schlotzky's Deli, but I've heard good things about them over the years. We're having the president on, Kelly Roddy. So,
that's right.
We'll hear all about their history. They have over 300 restaurants.
It's funny because you say that. You know, I don't know if there's any Schlotzky's in this particular area of Pennsylvania. I can't say I've ever been to one yet. I'm very familiar with Schlotzky's, you know, and I told Connie this morning, I said, Schlotzky's is going to be on the show. She's familiar with them, you know, but again, I can't say that we've ever been to one. So once again, you know, you talk about what you're getting when you buy into a franchise is that brand recognition. I think they're a pretty famous franchise opportunity, you know, so so definitely looking forward to having them on the show today. We also have Nancy coming on the show in a couple minutes too, don't we?
Yeah, find out what's happening at Franchise Times. Always a lot going on with them.
Absolutely. Did you have any quick articles that you want to just quickly go over before we bring Nancy in?
Well, here's something, Marty. Franchises growing despite economy and credit crunch by Greta Guest. This is through the Free Press business writer.
Mm-hmm.
It says, with local retail space going for bargain prices, several franchises are actively looking to expand, especially in metro areas. This happens to be in the Detroit area, including Bigby Coffee and Great Clips.
Hmm.
So the article talks about, here's a quote from a local realtor, there seems to be more of a willingness to step back in. It's still very competitive in terms of pricing. Rent for retail space in Metro Detroit are expected to fall another 5%+.
Wow.
The vacancies are expected to climb to 13.5%.
Interesting.
In that area. So others looking for, in Michigan, for new locations and franchises include Snap Fitness, Hungry Howie's, T-Mobile, Massage Envy, Del Taco.
Wow.
Even though credit is still tight, she says, entrepreneurs who have the money for franchises. Community and regional banks also are willing to lend. So hopefully that's picking up a little bit. This is by Bob Fish, CEO and founding partner of Bigby Coffee.
Right.
And they've signed about 20 franchise agreements throughout the Michigan area.
Through that area. That's interesting. I've heard of certain companies, certain organizations aggressively going after Michigan, you know, doing a lot of like local advertising and things like that. It'd be interesting if they had a franchise show up there, huh? You know,
yeah,
like in a place like Detroit. I don't know if they do. I'm sure they have some maybe like local ones and things like that. But
right,
you know, that could be kind of interesting. You know, to
here's
bring
a story of a Rose and Joe Glendening. These are siblings who grew up in East Lansing, and they're opening their second Bigby Coffee location. They both left corporate jobs, Marty, in 08, moved back to Michigan to become franchisees. Their first one was in Bloomfield Hills. He had been an investment banker, and I think, you know, they had some pretty good jobs. He
mm-hmm.
says, sir, when I told everyone at work I was moving back to Michigan to open a coffee shop, they looked at me like I had 10 heads. I was the craziest person ever.
Yeah.
And he says this would have been one of the most exciting and hardworking experiences that he's ever had.
That's amazing.
Even, yeah, so...
you know, you love when you hear stories like that, Don. You know, I mean, because here, once again, I mean, my God, how many times have we referenced a story just like this one of someone coming from corporate America, you know, and again, I'm sure it's not always the case that someone gets into a franchise and they're ecstatic, but, you know,
right.
we've spoken a lot about those stories of... probably like ordinary, I don't want to say ordinary people, but, you know, people that did work for corporate America, they got their walking papers and they said, you know what, I'm not going to live like this anymore. And, you know, they started researching franchise opportunities and you're happy, some of them are, you know. They probably never
yeah.
dreamed in a million years. And we have stories just like that of people saying, you know, I never thought about going into my own business, but this was the way to do it.
Right.
You know, so and we understand that they also make, you know, great franchisees as well. You know, I think when you work for corporate America, I think you do have to some extent, be able to follow a system, don't you?
Yeah. It,
you
it
know,
goes
again,
on here, Marty. They're entrepreneurs with money, and they are starting to surface.
Right.
Could be they are buying a franchise, starting their own business, okay. He says it's a perfect world for us. You couldn't ask for a better moment in time to open a business. Capital's still tough to find. People are finding more luck at banks that are more regional, community-based. So interesting story. And also here, Marty, in Franchise Times Magazine, they had an article, What Do Franchisees Want?
Mm.
Look, this was, I don't think we'll have time to go through it all, but they give the breakdown percentage, how franchisees ranked critical factors when deciding which franchisors to follow up with.
Wow.
And, you know, 60% said initial investment required, one of the most important things, obviously, when you look
mm-hmm.
at when they're buying a franchise.
Of course,
brand,
right.
Yeah, brand visibility came in at 59%.
Wow. As we were just mentioning with Schlotzky's.
Right. Sales of stores in the area. I guess they want to know that it's a, you know, it's doing well in their local market, about 47%.
Right.
And then the royalty fees and rates, that's about 42%.
Okay.
Whether the owner's required to personally operate
mm-hmm.
is a big factor when deciding on a franchise. You know, what are the advertising fees?
Right.
Franchise growth over time. How long the franchisor has been in business. Available cash requirements, available cash. So I guess besides the initial investment, they also want to know
mm-hmm.
what other cash you need working capital to operate the business, how much you're going to need.
Right, absolutely.
And then personally, what are your net worth requirements? What's the national regional ad budget and also the local ad budget?
Mm.
But the top three are what's the initial investment, what's the brand visibility of the franchise, and how's it doing in the local market? What are the sales of other stores in the area?
That's interesting.
Top three things that I guess are most important when a franchisee looks at a franchise.
That's good. That's a good article.
Yeah,
well,
no,
speaking of Franchise Times, if you're a frequent listener to our weekly radio show, then you know what fans, Don and I, are Franchise Times Magazine. And today we have the privilege of meeting with one of our favorite writers from Franchise Times Magazine, Nancy Weingartner. Hey, Nancy, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you both doing?
Oh, doing
good.
Well, Nancy. It's always
fine.
Great to talk to you.
Doing well,
thank
Nancy.
You.
Marty, are we more fans of Nancy or Franchise Times Magazine?
Definitely Nancy.
Yeah. That's
right. Ooh, I like to hear that.
Absolutely. Well, Don and I just found out about some exciting news at Franchise Times, Nancy, which is the digital edition of the magazine. I saw it this morning. I mean, and it's fascinating. Did you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, right now we've got 10 pages up, so it's kind of
yeah.
an experiment. And
right, right.
We're just going to see the interest in it, but I'm hoping that that's the way we move because it's so much more interesting than reading the articles just in the print format. So
yeah,
I would probably wager that in a few months we will have the whole magazine up there. And the thing that's so much fun about it is you can click on the ad links and you go right to the advertiser's website.
That's
you can
great.
Click on the stories, and it actually will translate it into another language.
That's amazing. I didn't even see that feature. I mean, it really is fascinating. I use the search tool a lot, too, Nancy, when I read books like that or magazines. You know, I mean, you can just kind of type in your name, for example, you know, and I can go right to your articles and things like that. You could put notes in there. I mean, there's just so many different functions you can do with a digital edition.
Remember when people went to the library?
Yes, I know. It's really exciting, you know. It's one of the things I think that separates generations sometimes, you know. I mean, you do have that younger generation which sometimes embrace this technology a little bit more, you know. I've kind of been forced to use this technology, reading a lot of e-books and things like that. But I think it's fantastic. I think once you start using it, it's hard to go back to, you know, the regular
way.
And
I just think it's what more people are doing. Newspaper is different, but I know newspaper circulation is – hurting so much nationwide because people just like to read stuff online. So I think that's a good idea to do that because I think people just get used to being on their computer. Mm-hmm.
The compromise is that it looks like a magazine. So you're not just reading text. And I think the color and the pictures, and that's what I think makes it kind of exciting.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, is that the norm in the industry, Nancy? Many other different industry magazines? Is this something they're already doing or it's not really the norm?
Yeah, I think we're seeing more and more do it, and I think lifestyle magazines will have to do it because they are primarily, you know, the impact of the photos. So I think we will be seeing a lot more magazines doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a Zoom function, too, for you, Don, because I know as Don's getting a little older now, he has to squint. So he has to use that Zoom function on, like, 150, you know, so as opposed to the regular print. But
I'm glad you asked that because, I'm the senior member on this call.
There you go.
So, Nancy, did you get a chance to go to D.C.? I don't think you were there, right?
Yes, at the IFE.
Yeah, okay. I didn't get a chance to see. I was there the first couple of days of the show. What were your thoughts on the show?
Well, I thought it was good. I thought it was interesting that they had the summit next door, which kind of scared away people on Sunday, I think. But it's always interesting because even if the traffic is down, when you talk to the franchisors, they seem to be really positive because they've gotten some good leads. So maybe the people who are coming are a lot more serious.
Rather than
kind of the looky-loos or tire kickers that they used to get. So
I think
it was a good show.
Yeah, I mean, a few less franchisors, Marty, like what we talked about, but just give the franchise more opportunity to talk to people. Nancy was referring to the nuclear summit
that they had going on in D.C.
So there's always something going on in, I guess, our nation's capital. But
that's true, yeah, there is always something going on. It's always a nice time of year, though, to go to D.C., you know, because you got the cherry blossoms, you know, blossoming, but probably you didn't get a chance, really, Nancy. Actually, though, Nancy, you always get invited on some pretty good guest lists, don't you? I know Don was upset he wasn't on the guest list for I was reading your article on Roger Schmidt's cookout in Texas. He wasn't on that list, and he doesn't understand why. You know, he says he's doing the radio show, and you always get invited to those great functions.
I left four messages for Nancy. She never got back to me to put him on the list.
All you have to do is hang out with Nancy, and she'll hang out with celebrities. I remember the article you wrote with L.A. Sunset Tan, Nancy, where you got invited out with those guys as well, and the paparazzi taking pictures and stuff like that. You know, you got a great job.
Yeah, I do. I need a few more glamorous trips, though. Those are kind of fun.
Absolutely. So what's going on in the next edition, Nancy, for Franchise Times? Like, what are you guys working on? What's coming up?
Well, we're working on the June issue, but the May issue is just about to hit. And,
okay, good.
It's got a lot of really good things. We've done a feature on hamburgers, and Cheryl Backhelder of Popeyes is on our cover. And she was a really interesting interview. I talked to her years ago when she was with KFC.
Right.
And this time I just really enjoyed getting to know her, and her style is very fact-oriented. And I think that was interesting that she went into a company that didn't have a lot of measuring. And they didn't, you know, what is that thing about you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
Oh, if you can't measure it, in advertising they're talking about, yeah.
Right. And so that was interesting just to see the changes that she made to an already great concept. And we have a lot on chain restaurants. And so it's a really I think it's a really good issue. We've got a lot on real estate.
That's great.
And I always have to grab the issue because I forget as soon as we...
Well, you probably get them mixed up from one edition to another, you know. It's like
exactly.
We do that with the radio show, too, you know. If you
might have heard us, Nancy, before you came on, I thought that was a nice one-pager, what do franchisees want? I love that type of stuff, seeing a breakdown of what they mostly look for when they're looking to buy a franchise. And, you know, you mentioned the hamburgers. I look forward to reading that because myself being in financing, I've seen so many new hamburger franchises that have stepped up in the last couple of years. It'll really be interesting how they all fare.
Right.
See who really does well, and if some don't make it, it should be an interesting battle.
Well, it is interesting because there's such a range of hamburgers, too, because you've got quick service, you've got the fast casual, which is really kind of the booming segment, and then all the casual dining chains, of course, have hamburgers, and then your upscale ones do. So it's really kind of fun to see. We've got a new ballpark here in Minneapolis, and we've got like a $12 hamburger, which is from one of the French restaurants in town. So hamburgers are an interesting food item.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we have, I don't know if you're familiar with Nancy, Five Guys Burgers. There's a couple that just moved out here in Pennsylvania, and everybody's talking about them. But you just never imagine, like, anyone, like, say, competing with, like, a McDonald's or a Burger King or anything. But they came up with their own niche, you know, and they're real fascinating. I think we had them on the show, didn't we, Don, like 2 years ago?
Right.
Five Guys Burgers.
They would be fun to check back into because I think they have pretty much sold out the U.S. I think they're saturating the market.
You're probably right about
that.
They
build them all.
Yeah, I think they did. They had some set goal where, you know, they didn't want to go over a certain amount. And, they're probably there already, you know, since we've had them on the show, so we should follow up with them, Don. You know,
and there's Cheeseburger Bobby's, Jake's Hamburgers, Canyon's Burgers, part of the Baja Fresh. I mean, I could probably name about six or seven more. We'll see how they do.
Yeah, it is. It's fascinating.
You should just accumulate all kinds of coupons, Nancy, and then send them to Marty and I.
Nancy doesn't need them. They just give her the hamburger.
Some nice free coupons. My twins will be 6 years old soon, and they like burgers.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll start putting them in an envelope and sending them to you.
There you go. Nancy, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on Franchise Times? Is there any, like, websites they can go to?
They can go to franchisetimes.com, and they can email me with any story ideas, nancyw@franchisetimes.com.
That's
fantastic. We'd love to hear ideas.
That's great. And I want to thank you again, Nancy. You're always a fantastic guest, and we're looking forward to this digital edition again. I saw it. It looks fantastic. So I think that's going to be great things.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
Good
Thanks
talking
again,
to you,
Nancy.
Bye.
She's great. Isn't she, Don?
Yeah. Always
so fun.
Great to have her and Mary Jo on and hear what's happening.
Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful magazine. I mean, again, it's truly, I mean, the only magazine that I can read really from cover to cover, you know. It's just
now I can't wait
so
to get it. I hope it comes today.
I'll have to send it to you. I mean, I have it up on my desktop right now. And it's just, I mean, the features that you can use with it, it's just really cool. It's just, and it doesn't take long to learn how to use it, you know. I mean, I think it's going to be the new way of reading a magazine. There's another magazine I was reading called College Entrepreneurs, and they just recently switched to the digital edition. And I think a lot of these magazines are heading in this direction, you know. So it's fantastic. But it looks like our guest Kelly has called in, so why don't we do this, Don? We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Big mouth!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats, and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth Advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur on Walls 1. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with the president of Schlotzky's, Kelly Roddy. And fast approaching its 40th birthday, Schlotzky's, the home of the original round toasted sandwich, has decided to shake things up in a big way in the world of franchising. Hey, Kelly, how are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. Kelly, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to Kelly.
Thanks for coming on, Kelly. We appreciate it. How are you this week?
Oh, terrific.
Great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Kelly, we'll
just
start off asking our guests where you're calling from this morning so we can get an idea of what the weather's like over there.
Well, I am calling from Austin, Texas. It's probably mid-80s. Unfortunately, cloudy, and we have our annual bun run this weekend, and we're hoping we don't get rained out.
We expect about
5,000 runners to run 5K on Sunday. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's
how
great.
Long have you been doing that for? How long have you had that run for, Kelly?
28 years.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. Kelly, what were you doing before joining Schlotzky's? I know you have an interesting background.
Well, actually, I came out of the grocery business. I worked for a company, H-E-B Grocery. It's a Texas-based company, really 300 stores in Texas and Mexico. And prior to that, I was with Scholastic Books, a publishing company, world's largest children's publisher. And then prior to that, I was with Walmart, which is the everybody knows. So.
Sure, of course, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic.
And how did you get into franchising, Kelly? What led you to eventually work at Schlotzsky's?
You know, I was actually in Austin, Texas, working for HEB and Schlotzsky's. They called, and it's a, you know, it's a local, locally based company here in Austin, Texas. I knew the brand really well. I've been eating at Schlotzsky's for years and years. I love the food, love the brand, you know, love the restaurants, and it was a pleasant surprise. And then after I met the, you know, the folks at Focus Brands and Steve Romanello, who was the CEO at the time, kind of fell in love with the company and even more in love with the brand, and I'm here.
That's great. It's amazing the brand recognition, Kelly. You know, Don and I were saying earlier, you know, before the show, I can't say I've ever been in Schlotzsky's, but yet I'm very familiar with them. You know, and the same thing with my wife. You know, she asks me every time we do a show, she says, who's on the show this morning? And I said, Schlotzsky's. And she says, oh, I know them, but she's never been in one. So the brand recognition for Schlotzsky's, we're in Pennsylvania, but, I mean, it's I think, very powerful.
Yeah.
I think Don felt the same way.
Yeah, it's an amazing brand. It's the brand itself is bigger than the company, and you know, a couple of things drive that. There was national advertising for several years, and so and there's, you know, several celebrities have picked up on Schlotzsky's.
Right.
You know, Jay Leno had used it on his show at times, and
yes.
I even saw some stuff yesterday where Oprah was at Schlotzsky's.
Wow.
In South Africa. And so I was like, okay, this is pretty cool stuff. And we also sell products in retail. So our biggest market for retail is California, and we only have, you know, a handful of restaurants in California. But we sell a ton of meats and cheeses and those type products in Safeway and Kroger and those type retail outlets in California. So.
That's amazing.
Well, I guess
that's
the strength, Kelly, of
right.
franchising. We just, in segment one, I quoted a Franchise Times article that brand recognition is the second most important factor when people are considering a franchise. So you really have that going for you. Talk a little bit, Kelly, about, you know, the history, when Schlotzsky started and how it came about being such a, you know, big player in your industry.
Well, you know, Schlotzsky's is a nearly 40-year-old company. It actually started here in Austin, Texas, a couple of blocks from where our office sits today, in 1971, Don and Dolores Disman started a small sandwich shop. They served one sandwich only. It was a large original, which is a huge 10-inch, just a humongous sourdough sandwich with 13 ingredients, and that was the brand for many years. And then in the mid-70s, they started expanding. Late 70s, started franchising. And then, you know, the growth has been steady ever since.
That's fantastic.
And when, you know, someone's interested in opening up a franchise, Kelly, Schlotzsky's, how do you describe the franchise system to them? Like, what are some of the main, you know, top selling points of Schlotzsky's?
Well, you know, we talk about where we are in the restaurant industry, and you know, there's nearly a million different restaurants out there in the U.S. today, and you know, hundreds and thousands of brands and to choose from if you're going to get into franchising. But you know, the one thing, you know, franchising, you can get into a lot of different industries. The one thing that, you know, people always eat. Restaurants have always been around. They will always be around. So the segment itself is pretty healthy, has always been healthy, will always be healthy. And then you just have to carve out your niche within that, within, you know, the restaurant industry. We fall in the fast casual category, and we actually, you know, within the fast casual category, we narrow it down even more into the sandwich category. And some sandwich chains fall more into fast food. Some fall more into fast casual. Fast casual is faster growing, and sandwich is fast growing. And so we're actually in just a phenomenal segment. And so You know, we're in a segment that even through the economy, restaurants have done pretty well. The Paneras of the world, and you know, us, we had positive comps last year when you know, most restaurant chains had negative comps. I think I saw a report yesterday that said 90% of all restaurant chains had negative comps last year. We had positive comps, and so so you take, you know, just the segment, and then, you know, within the sandwich segment, we are very different. You know, you can take any sandwich, you know, there's 30 sandwich chains, and I could put all 30 sandwiches on a table in front of you guys, and you would know which one was the Schlotzky's because it's the only round sourdough bun. Everything else will be a sub roll or some type of square bread sandwich, and the Schlotzky's is such a unique sandwich, and the brand really matches the uniqueness of the sandwich, and so I think that's a huge selling point for a franchisee. So, you know, yes, what's appealing for a franchisee, I think it's the uniqueness. If you want to be in the restaurant business, you're gonna want something that's really unique. It's got a strong brand. That's you know, it's got a great system in place. That's a good business model, so you can actually make money.
Right.
And an opportunity to grow. And I mean, we don't limit our franchise partners to their size. I mean, we want them to be as big and as wealthy as they possibly can be.
Interesting. Speaking of the industry, how big is this industry, Kelly? I mean, I've seen different numbers, but I mean, it's up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nearly a $600 billion business, mm-hmm. The restaurant industry. So, yeah, it's huge.
Okay, good. And how has technology played a role with Schlotzky's, Kelly? I mean, it's I'm sure that the restaurant today is a lot different than it was back in 1971, you know, where you probably just had like a little cash register or something like that. Is technology being used a lot in the franchise today?
You know, more than it ever has. I mean, you know, it's amazing our ability to look at data, use that data to make decisions about, you know, our menu selection, the things that sell, the things that don't sell, the things that are profitable, not
right.
profitable, our ability to, you know, track purchases, et cetera. And so, you know, consumers want to use technology more to order. You can actually order a Schlotzky sandwich on your PDA in
wow.
some of our locations. So, you can order it 15 minutes ahead of time, go there and show them your phone, and you can pick it up. So we don't have that everywhere yet. You can do
right.
online ordering for catering. You know, we do e-blast, so we talk to our customers directly. We can text customers directly. So we have more programs and systems that I could talk about right now that help us drive marketing, give us
right.
data to help run our business better, et cetera. So.
It's exciting, yeah. I mean, all that technology, you know.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a lot different from 1971 when you guys first started, you know. It's
yeah.
It certainly is amazing.
What's been the most interesting thing, Kelly, that's happened to you since joining Schlotzky's? I'm sure you've had a lot of stuff that's happened. Anything really stand out?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing for me is seeing the brand – the brand reinvention and the brand reinvigoration. We've got franchise partners that have been in the system for, you know, 30 years. And they, you know, they're more fired up today than they probably were 30 years ago.
Wow.
They're wanting to open more stores. They're growing. They've seen what's going on. They've seen how great their brand really is. They're pretty excited about seeing what's going on around them and feeling bad about what's going on around them, but pretty darn excited that, you know, in one of our worst economic years that they can remember, they probably made more money than they've made in years. You know, our food costs were low, commodities were low, and our customers were still coming in. Our customer count was actually up last year, and so they're pretty darn thrilled to have what they have, and they're even more excited about some of the things we've done to reinvigorate the brand, and, you know, many of them have said, you know, we can watch this parade go by or join in, and most of them are joining in. It's pretty exciting thing to see.
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you have all kinds of different franchisees and backgrounds and so forth, but is there any specific types of characteristics you look for now with a franchisee, you know, being more selective, or is there something specific that you really want to see in new franchisees coming into the system, Kelly?
Yeah, I mean, we look for the same thing in a franchise partner that we would look for in an associate that you want to work with every day, you know, in your system. And so we look for someone that has experience. It really is better if you have restaurant experience. It's a pretty steep learning curve if you do not.
Yeah.
There is a way to get into the system if you do not, but you're going to have to come and spend time working for us in a restaurant for, you know, half a year or more to gain that restaurant experience and prove to us that you can run a restaurant or multiple restaurants. We're looking for individuals with passion, with intelligence, with energy, the ability to energize their team, to lead in their community. And so we're looking for all the same characteristics you'd look for in a leader in your organization.
Right.
That makes sense. Kelly, we have to take a quick break. Can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews. We're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today we have a great show. We're meeting with the president of Schlotzky's, Kelly Roddy, and fast approaching their 40th birthday. Schlotzky's, the home of the original round-toasted sandwich, has decided to shake things up in a big way. And Don, I think I'm up. Kelly, what is the training like for your new franchisees?
You know what? It really depends on the amount of experience they have. If they have 20 years restaurant experience, they've supervised multiple restaurants, then, you know, they're going to come in for a standard 5 week between our, working in our training system in our restaurants and working and training in their own restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's about a 5 week training program. And then, of course, you know, we'll be there with them going forward. There'll still be a bit of a systems learning curve going forward. If you have absolutely no restaurant experience,
right,
it's going to be,
right,
like I said, minimum 6 months.
Okay. All right, good. All right, what's a typical day like for your franchisees, if there is such a thing, Kelly?
You know, our franchisees are some of the hardest working people I think I've ever met in my life. These, you know, we bake our bread fresh from scratch every single day in every single restaurant. We're slicing meat fresh every single day. We're slicing our vegetables fresh every single day. And then the customers come in a little before lunch. And so we have to be in early to start prepping. And so our restaurant franchisees, they're in their restaurants early. Some of them are actually in the restaurant working early. If they have multiple restaurants, they're out visiting their teams early. They work in the restaurants during lunch. They spend their afternoons probably doing marketing, like local store marketing, meeting with their teams. Our franchise partners are highly involved in their community, so afternoons and evenings they spend, you know, community involvement with their families, et cetera. So our franchise partners are very busy, but they stay close to their restaurants, and they are involved in their communities both.
What about the location, Kelly? What's the ideal location for Schlotzsky's Deli? I mean, how much space does one need? And do you look to be like on a main strip? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we like to be, you know, food likes food. So we want to be where all the other restaurants are.
Right.
And, you know, we have no problem being across from the busiest, best restaurant in town, because we think we can be the busiest, best restaurant in town. So we don't mind competing against anyone. And so, therefore, we want to be in the busiest food area in town. We want to be on hard corners, high traffic areas. We need anywhere from, we could probably go as small as 2,200 square feet up to 3,500 square feet, but the ideal is in the middle, about 2,800 square feet. We typically like to see a drive-through, because even though we make every sandwich custom order, we don't start making it until you order it. We can make a sandwich. Our process is extremely quick. We can make a sandwich and have you on your way in 3 minutes.
Marty, we've always joked that we shouldn't have these type of franchises on before lunch. You know?
It's I'm in pain right now. No, it's true. Especially, I haven't eaten breakfast this morning, Kelly, so I'm in pain.
we're not going to ask him any more specific questions about the...
About food. No more food questions.
Okay.
You know, the grand openings must be a lot of fun for the franchisees.
Yeah,
I guess that's I mean, is that usually one day, or does that cover a few days?
No, I think it's a couple of weeks, usually. I mean, you know,
yeah,
there's always grand opening day. Not everyone can get to the restaurant grand opening day, and so... You know, everyone should have the same experience as opening day, their first visit, and it usually takes a couple of weeks for everyone in the community to get an opportunity to get into the restaurant. And so, you know, every day is going to be a celebration for the first couple of weeks.
How do most of the franchisees, you know, get business initially? I guess there's a lot of corporate advertising, and do a lot of local franchisees rely on, you know, local advertising, coupons? You know, what's most effective?
Yeah, it depends on the community. There's usually some type of press release that goes out in, you know, the local paper. You know, if it's a small town, when a Schlotzsky's comes to town, it's a big, big deal. So there'll be a ton of press. In a large market, you know, a big market like a Dallas or an Atlanta or something, it's not as big a news, but you know, it's still big news in that within the community within the community, and so. We'll do mailers ahead of time, you know, mail drops, that sort of thing. A typical franchise partner will spend $5,000 to $10,000 before the restaurant even opens in marketing.
Yeah. How often does the menu get tweaked a little bit? I guess sometimes does it vary depending on what region of the country someone's in?
You know, the menu, we're actually working on our menu right now, and the menu is constantly being looked at. But here's the cool thing about Schlotzky's. You know, we have a lot of items on our menu today. We started with one sandwich, and today 45% to 50%, depending on the store, but within that 45% to 50% of all sandwiches we sell in our store is still the original. And so the sandwich we started with is still half our sandwich sales. And
wow.
So we now sell tons of different salads, soups, sandwiches. We have pizzas. We have large pizzas. We have, you know, carrot cake. We have cheesecake. All types of drinks. We have in a good portion of our restaurants Cinnabon now, and so, you know, there's a lot to choose from. But still, it's the original. So we can tweak the menu all we want, but people are still going to want to come in and eat their original.
Right. I was going to ask you about the co-branding. So that seems to have been working with Cinnabon.
It's phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, you know, as Focus Brands, that's one of our sister companies. And, you know, the beautiful thing about the marriage between Schlotzky's and Cinnabon is, you know, we bake our bread fresh from scratch every day. We're really a bakery at heart. Cinnabon is a bakery. You're baking those rolls all throughout the day, every single day. And so it's pretty much a natural. And we tested it, and it tested beyond our expectations. We offered it then to our franchise community about 18 months ago or so, and we've had a phenomenal reaction and response from our franchise partners. Our franchise partners are aggressively adding Cinnabon Express to their units because of the name recognition. Again, you got, you know, name recognition up there with Starbucks, with a great brand like Cinnabon. You've got unit level economics that you can't beat. So you get to basically add an entire new franchise into your building without additional rent, without an additional manager, without additional labor. And so, you know, it's a beautiful thing from an economic standpoint for a franchise partner.
It's pretty amazing, Marty. You know, this is like really a boom time
right. For
Schlotzky's when most restaurant chains,
yes,
food businesses that are having numbers that are down. That's
exactly.
Really interesting.
Yeah, no, it is truly fascinating. What advice, Kelly, would you give to our listeners? The majority of our listeners are aspiring entrepreneurs. We call them franchipreneurs, looking to buy a franchise. What would you say to them, being that you've been doing this for a while?
I would tell them to do their homework, mm-hmm. Understand the brand that you're buying into, understand the inner workings of the system that you're buying into. I think you want to make sure that the company that you want to be a part of, you're going to be a part of that franchise system for a long time. And so you want to make sure they have high integrity. You want to make sure they have a culture that is based on making franchisees successful versus just making the franchisor successful, because it's definitely a partnership. I think you want to talk to existing franchisees in that system and, you know, call them and say, tell me the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you want to do your homework, and you want to make sure that it's a great operating system. It's proven out. The brand is strong. It's good. It has great leadership in place. And the franchisees are supporting that leadership and the system and are happy. And if
right. The
franchisees aren't happy, then, you know, run as fast as you can.
No, it's true. And what are Schlotzky's plans for the future, Kelly? I guess continued growth, and I know there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, we've recently reimaged our restaurants. And so, mm-hmm. You know, we've gone from a standard-looking, fast-casual deli, bakery, cafe restaurant, a lot of earth tones, to really fun, unique, quirky restaurant with bright colors. And so, you know, with what's happened from an economic standpoint, you know, the restaurant's doing well with the new prototype that we have, with the ability to co-brand. We decided about a year ago, part of our strategy is to really grow. I mean, we have the opportunity to grow. We spent the last couple of years saying no to franchise partners because we wanted to make sure that we had a great system, great unit level economics for a franchise partner. We wanted to make sure our culture at Schlotzsky's was right. And, you know, our culture is we make franchisees rich. If you can make franchisees rich, then you'll be successful. If our number one focus is making franchise partners successful, then we can't help but be successful. And so, you know, that has, you know, reinvigorated the system, and we're seeing tremendous growth. And now we're out actually recruiting multi-unit franchise partners. And so our plans for the future are continue producing great product, bring in great franchise partners. We'd like to double the size of Schlotzsky's by 2015, and we're pretty much on track to do that.
That's fantastic. And what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a Schlotzsky's franchisee, Kelly? Is there any websites they can go to, any numbers they can call?
Yeah, you can go to Schlotzsky's.com, and you go to the, you know, interested in a franchise, click on that, and we'll get your information. We'll call them.
Okay, fantastic. We'll post that up on our show page as well. And I want to thank you again, Kelly. You've been a fantastic guest, and we'd love to have you guys back next year as you guys continue to grow.
All right. Thanks a lot. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Kelly. Have a great day.
Great job.
Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah. Liked hearing the Schlotzsky story, and that's pretty big, you know, pretty big plans to double the size of how many units they have now.
Yeah, it makes sense. And that co-branding is fantastic. It sounds like a good match, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
You know, it's seems like they're doing everything right. And I got to tell you, I'm starving right now. I wish I had a Schlotzsky's.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, but a great concept, great franchise.
Yeah, like especially
concept.
When you brought in the Cinnabon stuff. I didn't need to hear that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's just total torture, you know, but... But great, great franchise opportunity, you know, and strong brand recognition, that's for sure. You know?
Right.
So it really is amazing how we're familiar with them out here. I don't even think we have one nearby. So
yeah.
They've done a great job, you know. So good job today, Don, on segment one. And thanks again, Nancy Weingartner, for coming in on segment one. She's always a pleasure to speak to, a Franchise Times magazine. And, wow, we have shows booked on for the next couple months. We're going to have those posted up on the show page as well, you know. So
right.
We got an exciting summer coming up as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's going to be fun. So for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, gofranchise.com, franchisefunding.net. I'll be speaking to you next week, Don.
Have a great day.
You too, Don. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.